Right.
All right. Hello there. It's the Lunch and Taco off the air podcast, updated every Thursday. Apologies for missing last week. Last minute situation caused a marathon session at in an emergency room, so I wasn't able to make it in for the show. Thank you, boys, for covering the show last week, by the way. Anyway, I appreciate it.
That was Friday.
Was it Friday?
And then we couldn't do the podcast because we had.
That's
we
right.
couldn't do the podcast because we had no studio.
They were moving
that's
studios,
where it
was. But anyway.
We had a good amount of people reach out the text line and via Facebook, like, "Well, you're not doing podcasts anymore." It's like that was because we had to move into our new studio.
All right. Well, thanks nonetheless for covering Friday. I know that was a last minute deal, and what a show that turned into.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I'm glad everything's all right as of now.
Well, we'll find out. I'm not going to go into any huge details here, but my wife was directed to go to the emergency room for some symptoms she was experiencing, and it turned into a marathon session there. And boy, I hadn't been to an emergency room in years, dude.
Oh, knock on wood. Don't say those words.
No, I'm not saying for treatment. I'm just saying for any reason, whether to take someone there or whatever.
Yeah. What, just the zoo in there?
The place was packed. Then you've got the COVID restrictions that are in place. So they're like, we're at capacity. You got to go stand outside. So we're standing outside trying to, get her checked in and all this stuff. It was quite the experience that finally concluded, in the wee morning hours. And fun. Good times.
When you get to the wee morning hours of the ER, that's when the fun starts rolling in.
I got to tell you, man, when we were standing outside and I was just looking around at some of the people waiting to go in, I looked at my wife and I go, this is,
you see any gunshot victims?
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, I fully expect like a car, like in a movie or TV show to come rolling up here and just push somebody out.
Like in,
take off.
In Snowfall or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But anyway, so that's done with at this point. So anyway, how about the news today that, and I guess it makes sense that they announced it today. One of the, another huge event here in Central Florida, NIXT, the Red Hot and Boom, which they do on July 3rd in the city of Altamont Springs, draws north of 100,000 people annually. Second year in a row, not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Does that surprise you?
I wasn't surprised. Yes. I wasn't surprised a bit. Why were you surprised, Gamble?
Because things are coming back.
I know. But do you understand, and I said this earlier on the air, you have to remember something, that I know XL's involved with it, our radio stations have been involved with it forever, but it's also involved with a city municipality. And do you know how bad Altamont Springs would look if they had, people freaked out when there was a Spanish music festival.
That was 2 weekends ago.
There were only 10,000 people there, and people freaked out.
Only 10,000.
You know, the government of Puerto Rico had to send out a message telling you if you went to that event to quarantine.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was the uproar for that. The governor from Puerto Rico sent it. So think of how Altamont, when they're sitting in their boardroom, and again, I don't know any of this to be fact, but it's got to be. How they, they're sitting in the boardroom and they go, dude, we're going to have over 100,000 people standing together to watch fireworks. They can't do that. They would get raked over the coals.
Not just the fireworks, but that event starts in the afternoon and goes, till close to midnight. So it's for an extended period of time as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
does that change your mind a little on it?
I'm still just surprised that there wasn't another venue that was like, come here, because one, it's all outdoors. It's a totally outdoor event.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of, with still 2-3 months away. I guess,
it's 2 months.
2 months away, and yeah, there's still plenty that needs to be done. It would be so tight.
Stop yourself right there. That is where I think the bulk of it comes from, because if you fast forward to 2 months from now, there's going to be a lot more people who have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot better idea of if that vaccination effort has put a dent in this, and it already looks like it has,
mm-hmm.
But the planning part, you said the words yourself. You don't just slap that mm-hmm. event together and go, okay. That's a thing that you know, you finish it on July 3rd and then you start planning the next year's event the following week.
Just like we do with Earth Day Birthday. Yeah. There's so much planning that goes into it. And yeah, you did say it, and while you were talking, Gamo, it's like booking bands. I mean, you got some bands that aren't even traveling still.
Right.
And you have bands that are, because they're living in quarantine mm-hmm. states and this. So that's a big egg to cook. You know, it's like trying to cook the dinosaur egg.
I guess the thing to wait to see now is there a domino effect with some of the other big, 4th of July events that happen around?
Somebody texted in earlier this morning when we were talking about it on the air and goes, Eustis, they're having their fireworks again. It's a 15-minute one. It's really good. They go. Hell, they had it last year.
Yeah,
last year on the 4th of July.
I remember. Yeah, yeah.
So now, Pat, I'm gonna ask Taco a question, and you can like take your headphones off right now if you want.
Well, he's still gonna hear you.
I know, but I know he doesn't want to hear this. What do you think's gonna happen with the Park Ave 4th of July with the hot dog thing? Like on the avenue, like with the 4th of July celebration.
We've entered a zone of operation sidebar here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is because Gamble and I both grew up in Winter Park. So.
And it's like the big, at least for me, it's the 4th of July celebration I go to every, free hot dogs. That's all they can do other things, but I'm so tunnel vision with these free hot dogs every year.
Can I explain something to you? Well, yeah. Pat, you can get in on this because it's an event with free hot dogs, but. Can I shock?
Bring the fat guy in by tempting him with free food.
Can I shock both of you guys?
Shock and awe me.
You ready?
Yeah.
Awe's coming, at least to Pat, I know. I didn't know about this hot dog festival.
Unofficial mayor of Winter Park doesn't know about an event that's going on within the city boundaries?
Where every 4th of July.
You're in New Smyrna.
I'm out of town at the beach. Yeah. So
that totally makes sense. Oh my, that's so funny. I didn't even know.
No clue.
So who gives away free hot dogs? What?
So Park Ave, it's this long street where kind of, you know, highfalutin people of Winter Park in the, you know, outside Orlando area go. And every 4th of July, they have, you know, they have a big stage area, so they have music playing, but they also have just about like a metric ton of hot dogs that they just grill up all day. And it's just, you know, walk up to the table and it's just kind of,
Are there just like homeless people everywhere?
You'd think there should. That's so funny. I've never.
Don't start directing homeless people there.
No,
the unofficial mayor, I can't have that.
No, yeah, but I think if they showed up, they wouldn't tell them down. They wouldn't take them down. But no, it's just as a kid, I would eat like 9 hot dogs. My mom would have like 10 hot dogs.
Are you sure they still do this every year?
I don't know about last year, but it's been when I was like a kid and up to high school, it was the thing to do for me. Because I like free hot dogs.
Well, what about 2 years ago?
COVID.
No, what about 3 years ago?
3 years ago, I was...
You were in college.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't even know if this is still a thing the last time it would have happened.
No, I'm praying. I'm hoping and praying.
This is a massive 4th of July event, and this dipshit's just, like you said, tunnel vision by hot dogs.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm still getting the visual of...
Do they have all the sides right there? For the hot dogs?
The condiments?
Yeah.
So there's a table for the hot dogs, and then there's a side table.
That could be different this year.
If a pack of homeless people descended upon that event, seriously, are they going to do something?
Yeah, they would. If you know anyone who's around Park Ave,
yeah,
they would do something.
Somebody would get involved. A fire hydrant might just happen to break open. Jesus. Allegedly, I'll say.
Christ, man. Oh, God. So anyway, to just end the thought, will there be a domino effect now? Will we hear stuff about other municipalities going, we're going to put it on hold again this year?
I don't think that many other municipalities around, I'm talking in Florida area, Central Florida, I don't think that many other have massive shows like
that. Sure they do. Lake Eola?
Hey. Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I think they'll nix it.
Yeah.
I think Lake Eola would nix it, or they may have already.
I was thinking Lake Eola, and it's not as big, but Baldwin Park always does like a huge, it's turned into a bigger firework presentation that people, I mean, they go all around that lake.
Dude, when I was a kid, that's where you would go for fireworks, was Lake Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it's where, and a lot of people will know this, it's near the Fashion Square Mall and where the old Navy base used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, Pat, I think I may have told you this one time.
Yeah.
I swear to you, you know where my parents live. you would walk out because there you could not get parking. Period. Because there were hundred. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people there. You would walk out of our house out onto Lakemont, and then walk down Lakemont, and it would be just wall to wall people walking down Maitland or walking down Lakemont Avenue all the way to the base, which was about a 2 mile walk. Because
I was about to say a mile and a half, 2 mile. You huffed it.
Yeah.
And I will guarantee you there's some people who are listening or watching, whatever the case may be, for this podcast going, a Navy base in Orlando? What in the hell are you talking about? Yes, there was one here for many, many years. Taco's father was involved as one of the first on-base personnel, right?
Yeah, recruiter. He was sent there to recruit. It was just him and the admiral there. That's it.
And then the other thing that even makes it even crazier is that's like where the Navy's nuclear school was for the guys who were, you know, going to be commissioned on nuclear subs.
Wasn't? I don't know if that's the rumor. Isn't Lake Baldwin? Yeah. Wasn't Lake Baldwin? Okay, so
it's a rumor.
Total rumor. Okay,
I don't know. I've heard the rumor too.
When I was a kid, I heard that Lake Baldwin it was like man-made so that they could test like submarines and different underwater stuff. It's not like apparently. It's one of those lakes
that's 1,000 feet deep.
Apparently, it's one of those lakes that if you get towards the middle, it just and it just sinks and it gets deep.
But if that was the case, you go through the limestone base that Florida sits on.
The Navy knows what to do with that.
There'd be two parts of Florida because the middle part would be flooded just from coast to coast.
Just plug it up with a little nuclear stuff. That was the rumors that I heard, is that there was, you know, nuclear waste or this or that or the other. But, the, you know, there's no. What the hell was I going to say about that? That lake used to actually have a different name. It was named after the admiral for a while, and then
Hutchinson.
I don't know what it was. I forget the guy's last name.
I'm just taking a wild guess.
No, Blue Jacket.
General,
that's all.
General Reese.
That's Blue Jacket Park's right on General Reese. Yeah. I can't believe you just said that. That one. Sorry for everybody that we're in the zone of operation. Real quick, Blue Jacket Park's way old. I mean, that's more recent.
I got you. Okay. Yeah.
Gamble, did I ever tell you, Taco? I know you've heard this before. I worked at the Peaches music and video store that was on Colonial, right near the Navy base.
Mm-hmm. Fashion Square Mall area.
Yeah, and some of our, I'm talking back in the 80s, early 90s. A lot of the Navy personnel, they were some of our most loyal customers, and, you know, they would come in and buy, you know, their cassettes and CDs and whatnot. The guys who wanted to get the hell out of the Navy, come and get caught shoplifting.
Dead serious.
Because they knew that we would catch them and that we prosecute. And thrown the hell out of the Navy because you stole a Sir Mix-a-Lot cassette.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not kidding.
It's like the opposite of when you're like institutionalized. So you try to like steal something to get back into jail.
Right.
You're stealing to get out.
Yeah, right. 100%. And they were getting dishonorable discharge, right?
How many people do you think you kicked out of the military?
Me personally?
Yeah.
How many did you catch stealing?
I caught people there almost every day I worked.
I remember all the
It was just too... all of those... This is a thing that blew my mind.
Just pocket stuffers?
Yeah, mainly cassettes. It was almost always cassettes. Mm-hmm. But they all had a security strip on them, which would, if you weren't smart enough to peel that thing off, which was a bitch in itself to try to get that off, it would go off the second you got up by the register and it wasn't deactivated.
Did they say to you... Yeah, I'm just trying to get out of the military. Thanks.
There were a couple of instances the police would come, and the cops would always ask the sailor. They would be like, are you stupid? What's your deal? And the guy goes, I hate this. I don't care. I'm out.
I hate the military.
And there, no, it's not that he hates the military. He just, it's not for him.
Okay, yeah.
And he's just like, I need to go do something else.
He
and
got drafted. He got recruited by like my dad.
Yeah, but I was amazed, and it happened on more than one occasion where you would think, oh, my God, my military career is I've just thrown it out the window because in the heat of the moment, I decided to try to save $8.99.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was more than they like, okay, no big deal.
It was a trip. When that Navy base was here in Orlando, it was one of those things where, that's Gamble where in the Fashion Square Mall, we'd have the sailors buy us clove cigarettes. We'd be like, hey, man, buy us some cloves.
Tinderbox.
We're like, yeah, it's right over here, the Tinderbox. And they'd go in and buy you clove cigarettes, and you just, give them whatever. It was like, think if you had joined the Navy, you flew away from your home here and you popped up in
wherever
across the country, Gamble. But you're across the country was here in Orlando with the Fashion Square Mall right down the street. So they, you know, they go there to hang out and stuff. You got it pretty damn good if you get stationed here, you know.
Yeah. We still got the reserve there. Is it technically a Navy reserve? I say they have all the trucks and tanks.
They still own a little bit of property back there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is the what do you call it? The PX? Is that what it was called? Where you guys would go, your family could go. What was that place called?
Oh God!
The on base
commissary.
Commissary.
That's not there anymore. But it does exist.
But you could go and buy all sorts of crap there at a fraction of.
Oh, and no tax. I think it was.
Yeah. No. Because there's one out by like Altamont. There's like my grandfather and grandmother. They'd get their medicine from like the Navy. We'd go to a Navy base where they would do a lot of their like grocery and medicine.
That's
shopping.
What we're talking. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a commissary, and it's out near the airport, kind of near the Bud distributor.
Oh, in Taft?
No, not Taft. I didn't know they were in Taft.
Are you talking about City Beverage by the airport?
Yeah.
That's in Taft, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. What the hell is the name of the road? Anyway, it's out that direction by the airport.
Yeah.
The commissary is. But, dude, we used to go. There were a couple different commissaries. There was the one right on the base.
Like, what all could you get there?
At the base one, that one was like a, I mean, you, it was like a playground for a kid, man. They had. You got all your school clothes there, good brands. You'd get your bikes there. It was like a white Walmart.
When it's so crazy, you just unlocked a memory. I used to just remember it as being like, it was like a big, like a grocery store. But you're right. There was a grocery store on one side, and then there was legit one door, and you'd walk into the other side, and it was like a department store where there were TVs and clothes and luggage and... You literally just unlocked this memory of me walking down all these aisles with my grandparents trying to get them to buy me all these things I didn't need. DVDs,
leather jackets,
everything.
Yeah. everything you needed was there, and they saved a lot of money shopping there.
Yeah, you definitely. I remember.
Apparently, they didn't stock Sir Mix-a-Lot tapes.
No. Probably 15 years ago, my brother had my parents buy him a TV there. Because he had to get a TV in because the tax.
Save a few $100.
Yeah, he really did. But it was really like a playground, like he said. They had it all in the one right on the base. And then the commissary where you got all your food was a little bit separate from it. Yeah. Then they had a massive-ass commissary out near the airport. And when we would go there, there was a big field across the street. Like it was a big just warehouse. Think Costco on steroids. Huge.
This has to be the one I went to.
No, because this is just food. This is just the grocery commissary. And we would go there to give you an idea, Pat. For a family of five, my parents would pack the car, say, bring your footballs, bring your soccer balls, pack a cooler with drinks and water and stuff, because they were going in there and shopping for 4 hours.
And you little bastards are going to go play in the field across the street.
Ow. Bit my own tooth. Yeah. We would go and play in the field across the street and then get all hot and sweaty and beg them for money to get a Coke from the Coke machine. And they'd let us each get one box of our favorite sugar cereal, we called it. And I remember my brother Sliz.
Oh, I was going to say your brother Jeff was even allowed to get one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and,
God.
And he had bad red dye. He was one of those red dye kids, hyperactive as okay. all
if
get
If he would
out.
Get the red Slurpee, it literally would turn into, the Hulk.
Yeah, he'd kill you. Yeah, I'm not kidding. But no, they let him get his box as well, and he'd go home and get a Tupperware bowl this big
whole
and pour
thing.
The whole thing in and eat his whole box. And he all week begging me, Bobby, give me some of your cereal. No, dude, I didn't eat all mine. But yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that with the base because it was just you made a day out of it.
I would have
really
liked
cool.
to have checked that out. That would have been cool, man.
It was awesome. I bet you could still go out and check it out with somebody.
It's still the one out by the airport. Still there?
There's a commissary out near the airport. They have everything in it now, Gamble, like you're saying. So yes, you were right. They have all of it out there. I'm guessing now, since there's nothing on the base.
Well, and I only say that because we would pull in, and it would be the big warehouse on one side and a giant field across. Like I remember the field too.
Yep, that's it.
The field of dreams.
Well.
That's it. So now I'm guessing they had to move all the Walmart style thing, you know what I'm saying? All the TVs and all the bikes and everything. I'm guessing they moved that out there as well. Because, you know what? Here's a fun fact for you. Doyle lost his virginity to he worked there, and
Doyle is one of Taco Bob's friends. All of them have mandatory nicknames, just in case you weren't aware of that.
Doyle, he'd kill me for saying this. He lost his virginity to his manager that worked at the place when he was in high school down in Lake Baldwin. She nailed him in her car.
Sexy.
Either her car or his car. Dude, he's like 16. She was like 30.
Nice. Feather in the cap, right?
Because I was so nervous, man. I blew a load in like seconds. Now he would really kill me. He goes, what a pussy. He goes, it was a kid, man. He goes, technically, if you think about it, she kind of, raped me.
Kind of did.
You just look at it and it goes off. At that age, man.
It's like a very testy water gun.
Right. Hair trigger.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that he did. Pinball Pete worked there, too. Everybody, a lot of people did.
Oh, dude, on a completely, as long as we're going down the memory lane deal here, I had no idea we'd end up here, but that's what happens with this. Another Peaches note.
Yeah?
You know how I told...
Peaches is where, when he said that he worked there, sorry, Pat Gamble, this is where you'd go for all your concert tickets, because back then...
No, you would go to the Infinite Mushroom.
Oh, that's
which
right.
Which was right next door to the Peaches on 50.
That's right. Thank you.
CDs, records, mm-hmm. tapes. So, and that's where I met my wife. But my wife and I, just yesterday, we've been collecting and growing our vinyl albums again collection. And she goes, we really need to get something to put these in because the shelf is getting full. And I go, I would love, what did we do with the Peaches crates?
Oh, yeah.
And I had like 10 Peaches crates. You would buy these peach crates at Peaches, which we had to put together there, by the way. Literally, they would come with the ends and the slats, and we would nail them together and mm-hmm. Hot glue the Peaches logo on the ends. And they were cool. It was a hot item people would buy. And they had them for LPs. They had them for cassettes. They had them for CDs. She goes, I don't know. Let me look online and see what... Record crates. Have you looked up how much record crates cost now?
So that's crazy.
I know lumber costs, but
it's actually insane that you brought this up. I've been trying to win a record crate for the past week now, and last night the guy messaged me because the record store I go to, there was like a sign, a guy makes them, and he goes, hey, post a picture and you could win one. So I posted a picture, and after a week he goes, oh, you need to buy one and post the picture of the one you bought to win one. I went,
Is this
so mad?
The record store you go to? Park Avenue.
Yeah, Park Avenue.
Yeah, I figured. Wait,
so, no, those crates, if you
all...
You
just didn't understand the contest before you throw them under
that's a little... I reread 100 times, and I saw, post a picture of your crate, and I went...
So you can win one of ours. So,
yeah, exactly. Buy one, win one, not just win one.
For the record, that's on you.
It was
them.
Absolutely on me. Yeah. It was 100%.
So we're looking at some of the different options. It's like $79. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
$79?
It wasn't. It was just regular record crate.
Wow.
When I say Peaches crate, I'm just using that as a general term mm-hmm. here. And then there was someone under who actually was selling and offering their used Peaches crates from the Peaches Music Store. Had them for like $129. I'm like, you got to be. I think new we sold as I was asking my wife. I couldn't remember. I think we sold them retail
$4.
For an LP one, it was probably like $10.
Yeah.
And then a CD or a cassette crate, less than that. But I was looking at these prices. I'm like, holy crap, this is ridiculous.
You can buy one from Peaches themselves for $60.
No. Especially when you used to put them together, you couldn't have that. A little fun fact for you, Gamble, the guy that you screwed up the contest over there at Park Avenue,
mm-hmm.
records and tapes or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy?
No, it's like an Instagram account.
Oh, okay. Because I know that guy. I went to school with him, went to high school with him. The guy that runs it with the dark hair.
Oh, the guy. So my mom, I don't remember his name. My mom cuts his mm-hmm. hair.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
I've tried to get a job there like 3 times. Apparently, I'm not cool enough.
You got a leather jacket now.
I know, but yeah, I already got this sweet gig.
Now you probably could.
Dude, I tell you what, though, when, coming up looking for a job when I moved here,
Record Star was the first place. I don't know why I thought I could get, like, when I moved to Tallahassee, everywhere I've moved, I've been like, I'll work at a record store, and that's going to be the perfect place for me, thinking that, like, they're just going to let some like, they never let randoms in, it seems like.
I was 99.9% sure that I would just get a gig in a grocery store, because that's what I did all through high school.
Osowski's.
And yeah, in the first couple years of college that I did down in Lake Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll go up there. I'll just get a gig in a grocery store. And I never even stepped foot in a grocery store to seek a job, because I went to Peaches like the day I moved here. Just because we had Peaches down where I lived as well. They were all over the state in the southeast. I just went in there to buy some tunes, and I had a help wanted sign.
I would scream. Oh, it's so awesome.
And I go, damn.
Dream job.
Yeah, I'm like, it would be super cool to work here. So I said, hey, can I have an application? So they gave me one, and they go, do you want to take the test now or later? I go, huh?
Oh, music test?
Yeah, you need a music test.
So what was it, like an actual right or wrong answers, or was it just like, what's your favorite?
What it was, it was pretty in-depth. There was a lot of questions from a lot of different areas of music and things about entertainment in general. They were just trying to see if you were somebody who they could work with, who has some sort of knowledge about what they sell and do.
Heard.
I guess I did okay on the music test, because I got hired. I got home to the apartment we had just moved in. First day we moved here, I go there and I apply. Second day, there's a message on my answer machine. Can you come on in? We want to.
We got a smock for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's like, awesome.
Sweet. Sweet. So,
Gamble's like, you're such a dick.
No.
This is my dream.
I'm more envious of that. That's just so cool. Record stores are just like the coolest spots.
The one question I remember to this day that was on that test that I had no clue. It was, name one of the songs that's in the Billboard Top 40 right now on the charts. Top 40. I'm the wrong guy to ask that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm like.
Vanilla Ice. No, it wasn't even that.
Yeah, so I'm standing there at the counter, on the side of the counter, filling this out in the. One of the cashiers who was working there was like, yeah, you stuck on something? I'm like, yeah, this Billboard thing. She goes, yeah, we all were. Don't worry about it.
But so, I love your Metallica shirt.
Right, right. So
at the JRR Facebook page, somebody mentioned, they said, oh, yeah, Infinite Mushroom was awesome. Somebody else asked, Sarah asked if retired military can go back to the Navy base commissary. I think it's Navy only, I believe. Or were your grandparents?
My grandpa. I think it was just anyone that had had been in the military.
Okay.
My grandfather proved that he was in the military. So
you'd have to look that up.
I pulled up the Navy Exchange. They have a just search Navy Commission or Navy Commissary Orlando, and it'll give you the number to call them, Sarah. You asked.
Why don't you go there anymore, Taco?
I'm not retired military.
Your dad is.
Doesn't matter. I was. It was when I was a kid. I lost my...
You weren't able to... you were playing in the field. That's right.
Mm-hmm. No. We were able to go... When we were growing up, I figured you had this. We had a military ID. Even the kids. I had a military ID. It was my Navy... My base card, we called it, so you could get onto the base. You pulled up to the little guard gate they had, showed them my ID at the age of 16, and I could go. It was similar to... kids being on life insurance, it cuts off at. Kids being on your health insurance,
right?
It cuts off at a certain point. So I think once you turn 18 or 21, you're out unless your ass is joining the Navy.
Oh, no, I never had a card. My dad got drafted and did his time and all that stuff. But
when you're a kid. At least.
I never came up, son.
It was
can't speak to it.
It was so rad, man. It was like.
No, what I'm getting at here in a roundabout way is
TV.
if mine was to go south and I wanted to maybe upgrade, if Papa Taco wanted to take a venture over there and I just, you know, gave him some cold hard cash in a model number.
We'll talk off the air. That's kind of illegal, I think.
I don't know if it's illegal. It's maybe not.
You trust my dad carrying a TV and it. He's 80 next year. You trust him carrying a TV?
I don't have anybody there to help him out?
And then
help out the old veteran?
They probably do, but
these TVs aren't that heavy these days.
Yeah, but you trust him He's got my dad lugging a TV. You trust him. My point is,
I would be right outside in the parking lot.
Getting it in
the car. I'll take it from here, literally. Home.
You ever try to drive home with a big flat screen?
I have.
In your truck?
In my truck?
No.
Yes, I have.
In the back of your truck?
Yes. I laid it down.
So you're not supposed to lay them down?
I did.
Okay, I drove with mine straight up in the air.
It's a big sail.
And had a strap. No, I had it this way, straight like that. Right. And I had it strapped on the top and strapped on the side. And every time I turned, it would go all the way over.
Oh, boy.
And like lean to the side of the truck. And I'm going, no, 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 no. And I had to buy it at Waterford Lakes Best Buy. Remember my TV blew out about two years ago.
Yeah.
And it was such a...
You thought it was going to fly out on the east-west, huh?
Yeah. I was S&Ps the whole ride. I was like, God, this is stressful, man. Nobody there to help.
All right. Hey, thanks for checking out Lynch and Taco Off the Air, our weekly podcast. Tell a friend or two about it. If they enjoy the show, let them know about the podcast. We're trying to grow this podcast every week.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, boys, before we call it a show?
One more thing.
Call it a podcast?
In addition to this podcast, we also podcast all the segments from our on-the-air show, in case you weren't familiar with that. All those, WJRR.com or wherever you found this podcast.
All right. We'll talk again soon. See you.